This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. Boston Mayor Marty Walsh says he's become a better listener. Walsh addressed an election forum at UMass Boston yesterday, a day after his main rival, City Councilor Tito Jackson, did the same. Walsh defended his actions in office so far and laid out priorities for a second term. WBUR's Fred Tice has details.
Walsh admitted that his first 3 months in office were daunting. He was surprised by the relentless pace and the incessant questions from the press. After that early period, Walsh says, he began to manage the constant barrage of issues. He says he's proudest of the way the city rebounded to address homelessness after an emergency evacuation of the main shelter on Long Island.
After we had to close the Long Island Bridge, which was an awful decision that we had to make in the city, we actually looked at our homelessness and we created a system that helped us house homeless vets and then homeless people, chronically homeless folks on the streets for a long time, for decades. We've housed over 1,100 people.
Walsh defended his initial effort trying to bring the Olympics to Boston and subsequent withdrawal as it became clear that Bostonians opposed hosting the Games. He says his biggest mistake was waiting too long to appoint a permanent superintendent of schools. He says one of his priorities in a second term would be to persuade the legislature to take funds reserved for an expansion of the convention center to pay for universal pre-kindergarten in Boston. Walsh talked about the difficulties of developing some of Boston's poorer neighborhoods. He said the city was having a hard time finding takers for its program to issue new liquor licenses to restaurants away from the most prosperous areas. The mayor said in Mattapan, for example, most businesses the city approached to gauge their interest in beer and wine licenses said they did not want to deal with them. He cited the Ashmont area of Dorchester as an example of how long it can take for new restaurants to multiply.
The Ashmont Grill came into that area probably 15 years ago. It took literally about 14 years for a second restaurant to open, and the second restaurant was Tavlo, which was Chris Douglas who opened that restaurant. Okay. And what we have to do is continue to build supports, and we've been doing that in the last 3 years by giving our main streets additional money, additional resources, and additional supports to help them beef it up.
Mayor Walsh was most passionate when he addressed the problem of guns on the streets of Boston. The city has seen a slight increase in homicides over the last year.
We have young people in America, and most of those young people are black and brown boys, are killing each other. This is a national public health crisis that needs to be addressed on a bigger scale.
Walsh says violence on Boston's streets is the only thing keeping him up at night. His opponent, Tito Jackson, endorsed Walsh 4 years ago, but Walsh says he was not surprised that Jackson decided to run against him.
Nothing really surprised me in politics anymore. I think Tito's ambitious. He's done a lot of great work in the city over the years.
And the mayor says opposition keeps you on top of things. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice in Dorchester.
Yesterday's forum was sponsored by UMass, the Boston Globe, NBC Boston, and WBUR.